Psychology, Archetypes with Astrology. Robin. Ascendant. Leo, Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Robin's Leo ascendant radiates charisma, pride, and a strong sense of identity. Leo is ruled by the sun, which naturally orients the personality toward visibility, expression, and the pursuit of excellence. Individuals with Leo rising tend to define themselves through their ability to lead, perform, or uplift others. There's a quiet, or not so quiet, desire to be seen as significant, not just by doing great things, but by becoming someone others look up to. Robin likely carries himself with a dignified presence, exuding warmth and a subtle magnetic quality that draws attention without needing to demand it. Yet the deeper story lies in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus. This nakshatra infuses the regal Leo personality with sensuality, creativity, and a soft inner romanticism. It's the hammock after battle, the poetry in the fire. Robin is not just a leader. He's a lover of life, of beauty, of moments that matter. There's an artist hidden within the lion, a storyteller who weaves elegance into everything he touches. Purva Falguni craves both pleasure and legacy. Robin may desire to be remembered not only for what he did, but for how he made people feel along the way. This blend of Leo and Purva Falguni activates the creator archetype at its most magnetic. Robin doesn't just want to exist, he wants to express. His identity forms around what he brings to life, an idea, a vision, a style, a performance. Whether he's painting with words, mentoring a team, or simply showing up with grace under pressure, there's a signature to his presence. He creates culture, not just outcomes. He has a gift for blending confidence with connection, expressing his uniqueness while still making others feel seen. Psychologically, Leo ascendants with Venusian nakshatras often face an early tension between the desire to be loved and the pressure to shine. Robin may have learned to associate worth with recognition, to feel valued when others admired his talents or beauty. But over time, the soul's deeper lesson is to internalize that worth, to realize that he is not just a performer for the world's applause, but a sovereign being whose creative flame doesn't need constant validation to burn bright. The Purva Falguni influence also suggests a karmic theme around balancing indulgence and discipline. There may be temptations to lean into ease, comfort, or charm when action is needed. But Leo's solar drive eventually pushes him to step up, to take the throne not just of the stage, but of his inner world. At his highest expression, Robin becomes a creative force with heart. Through the creator, he leads not by dominance, but by inspiration. His light warms others without blinding them. And his presence reminds us that leadership is not only about strategy, it's also about soul. First house, identity, self-projection, and personal magnetism. Mercury in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, Leo Robin's first house, governing physical presence, personality, and how the world perceives him, holds Mercury. Placed in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, within the sign of Leo, this combination adds intellectual brightness, social grace, and conversational charm to his already magnetic Leo ascendant. Mercury in the first makes Robin quick-thinking, expressive, and observant, someone who naturally tunes into details that others miss and then reflects them back with wit and flair. But it's the placement in Purva Falguni that reveals the signature tone of how he expresses himself. This nakshatra, ruled by Venus, leans toward aesthetics, performance, and ease. So while Mercury gives Robin the sharpness of a thinker, Purva Falguni wraps that sharpness in charm. His speech may feel artistic, even flirtatious. His mind isn't just clever, it's styled. He likely has a natural ability to articulate beauty, to make people laugh, or to turn everyday ideas into captivating narratives. This is someone who knows how to be seen and heard, not through force, but through elegance. This brings forward the imaginator aspect of the creator archetype. Robin expresses himself not only to be understood, but to inspire. He doesn't just answer questions. He paints scenes, tells stories, delivers insight with rhythm and feeling. There's a performative quality to his intelligence, but it's not shallow. His mind is deeply creative, yet subtly strategic, always weaving emotion and meaning into whatever he communicates. Psychologically, this first house Mercury suggests someone whose identity is closely tied to being mentally agile and socially engaging. Robin may feel alive when he's exchanging ideas, making someone laugh, or presenting a new concept. However, he may also wrestle with internal restlessness, especially when he feels unseen or misunderstood. Since Mercury here is ruled by Venus through the nakshatra, his self-worth can easily get entangled with how pleasing, impressive, or likable he seems to others. There's also a vulnerability here, the danger of style overtaking substance, or of becoming too attuned to what others find charming, losing the rougher, realer edges of identity. But when integrated, this becomes a gift, because Robin learns to balance brilliance with authenticity, charm with depth. In his fully expressed form, Robin becomes someone whose very presence speaks. Through the creator-imaginator lens, his self-image isn't just built, it's crafted. He shows the world that intelligence doesn't have to be cold, that presence can be poetic, and that self-expression, when aligned with heart, becomes art. Second house, voice, values, and inner security. Rahu in Hasta Nakshatra, Virgo Robin's second house, governing speech, wealth, values, and the sense of inner security, is occupied by Rahu, placed in Hasta Nakshatra, in the earthy sign of Virgo. This is a placement that instantly adds complexity to how Robin defines self-worth and how he uses language. Rahu brings hunger, acceleration, and unorthodox tendencies. In the second house, it creates a compulsive relationship with speech and value. Robin may feel an internal pressure to get it right, to say something impactful, or to earn approval through eloquence and intelligence. Hasta, ruled by the moon, is associated with the hand, symbolically representing skill, craftsmanship, and precision. In Virgo, this chakra channels detail, orientation, service, and control. When Rahu lands here, the result is a restless perfectionist, someone who feels the need to constantly refine, be it his speech, his financial strategies, or his personal standards. Robin may possess an extraordinary gift for articulation, often speaking in polished, clever, or unusually precise ways. But beneath the polish is often a subtle anxiety. Am I good enough? Did I say that right? Did they hear what I meant? This placement calls forth the arbitrator archetype, especially in its more experimental form. Robin is wired to observe patterns, analyze systems, and speak with an edge that both reveals and challenges. His voice carries power not because it's loud, but because it's crafted. There's likely a magnetism in the way he speaks, measured, sometimes provocative, always considered. He might naturally play the role of devil's advocate or find himself saying the one thing no one else dared to say, just to test the limits of what's possible in the conversation. Psychologically, Rahu in the second house can bring early experiences where Robin felt the need to earn his worth, whether through achievement, articulation, or responsibility. There may be a subconscious link between being useful and being lovable. This can make him particularly driven to master tools of value, like speech, money, or influence, but also overly critical of his own expression. He may fear saying the wrong thing or go through cycles of over-talking and over-correcting. There's also a karmic theme of illusion around worth. Robin might have periods where he chases validation through external metrics, money, praise, elegance, only to find them ultimately hollow. Hasta, with its lunar wisdom, will eventually draw him toward a subtler truth, that true worth isn't earned through skill or speech, it's anchored in presence and intention. When integrated, this placement gives Robin the power to reshape conversations, elevate language, and redefine value itself. Through the arbitrator, he becomes not just a speaker, but a craftsman of meaning. His words don't just communicate, they calibrate. They challenge, guide, and gently unsettle. And his path to inner security isn't paved with perfection, but with presence. The quiet knowing that what he says matters because it's his to say. Fifth house, creativity, romance, and inner brilliance. Jupiter in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Sagittarius Robin's fifth house, governing creativity, intelligence, self-expression, romance, and one's inner spark, is graced by Jupiter, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, in the sign of Sagittarius. This is an expansive, purposeful, and deeply idealistic combination. The fifth house is where our natural genius lives, how we play, how we love, how we teach. And with Jupiter here, Robin's radiance comes not from flash, but from wisdom. He carries an inner light that shines through guidance, generosity, and moral clarity. He doesn't just want to be admired, he wants to inspire. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, is a nakshatra of emotional conviction, philosophical strength, and spiritual ambition. It's the undefeated warrior of ideals, pushing forward with belief, passion, and a fire to uplift. Jupiter here magnifies Robin's creative intelligence. He likely brings a sense of grandeur to whatever he creates, whether it's teaching, writing, art, or mentoring. He's not satisfied with superficial expressions. His creativity is tied to truth. He wants to move people, not just entertain them. This placement strongly activates the visionary archetype. Robin is a natural future thinker. He sees beyond the moment, beyond the form, into what something could become. Whether he's designing a project, raising a child, or sharing an idea, he does it with an eye on potential, growth, and meaningful impact. His expression is idealistic, but not naive. It's directed, purposeful, charged with a sense of mission. Psychologically, Jupiter in the fifth house gives a warm, uplifting charisma. People may naturally look to Robin for advice, encouragement, or insight. He has a kind of emotional gravity, an ability to make others feel wiser just by being around him. He may attract romantic or creative partners who are inspired by his vision or who see in him the wisdom they wish to develop in themselves. But there are also challenges. Purva Ashada can bring emotional certainty that borders on inflexibility. Robin may struggle when others don't share his ideals or when his efforts to inspire are met with apathy. He may sometimes project too much onto his children, students, or creative works, seeing them as vessels for his vision rather than beings with their own unfolding path. And when his ideals are questioned, it can feel like his very identity is being challenged. Yet when matured, this placement becomes a source of tremendous light. Robin is able to use his natural enthusiasm and higher wisdom to spark transformation in others, without pushing, without needing to be right. Through the visionary, he becomes someone whose creativity is a calling, a means to uplift the collective spirit. His joy isn't found in attention, it's found in alignment. And through that alignment, his brilliance becomes not just personal, it becomes planetary. Eighth house, depth, power, and emotional alchemy. Saturn and Ketu in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, Pisces Robin's eighth house, a realm that governs transformation, emotional inheritance, shared vulnerability, and the deeper mysteries of life, is marked by a profound conjunction. Saturn and Ketu, both placed in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the sign of Pisces. This is a karmic, deeply introspective, and spiritually loaded configuration. The eighth house is never about surface-level experiences. It pulls us into what is hidden, buried, or emotionally raw. And with these two planets here, Robin's growth is forged in inner stillness, silent endurance, and soulful release. Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, is a nakshatra of cosmic sleep, inner reflection, and emotional detachment for higher understanding. It offers maturity, compassion, and patience, but only through experience. Saturn here deepens Robin's relationship with pain, grief, and endurance. He likely doesn't process change lightly. When he transforms, it's total. When he loves, it's permanent. When he suffers, it stretches him into spiritual depth. This isn't someone who moves on easily. He learns to stay, to sit, to understand. Now add Ketu, the moksha planet of disconnection, intuition, and past life residues, placed in the exact same nakshatra. This suggests that Robin's relationship with crisis and transformation isn't new. There's an ancientness in how he feels things. He may carry emotional patterns that don't make sense in this lifetime because they originated long before. Ketu detaches, but not out of apathy. It pulls away to preserve spiritual integrity. So Robin may resist being emotionally entangled with others' chaos, even if he feels it all intensely within. Together, these placements awaken the mystic archetype, quiet, powerful, and often hidden behind a veil of restraint. Robin is not here to avoid darkness, he's here to transmute it. He may be the person others turn to during crisis, not because he fixes everything, but because he remains calm while everything burns. His presence holds gravity. People might open up to him without knowing why, sensing he won't judge, won't react. Just listen, absorb, and reflect from a place of ancient knowing. Psychologically, this configuration speaks of emotional solitude. Robin may struggle with trusting others fully. There may have been betrayals, losses, or emotional shutdowns in early life that taught him to be his own emotional anchor. He likely fears being a burden, so he rarely shows the full extent of his own storms. But make no mistake, his depth is vast. He sees through masks, feels beyond words, and processes life at a soul level most people aren't even aware exists. The challenge with Saturn in K2 in the 8th house is stagnation. The very energy that makes Robin wise can also keep him emotionally frozen. He may over-rationalize pain or hide behind stoicism instead of allowing vulnerability to soften him. He may fear intimacy because true closeness threatens the control he's built so carefully. But it's precisely in allowing, not controlling, that his transformation begins. When integrated, this placement becomes a spiritual gift. Robin learns to walk with death, symbolic and literal, not as a source of fear, but as a doorway to wisdom. Through the mystic, he becomes a guide through life's darkest tunnels. Not by pushing, not by preaching, but simply by being. His stillness teaches, his restraint heals, and his silence speaks volumes that only the soul can hear. 10th house, public role, professional calling, and emotional expression. Moon in Meghashira Nakshatra, Taurus Robin's 10th house, the house of career, visibility, and societal role, is lit by the moon, placed in Mijra Nakshatra in the sign of Taurus. This is a graceful yet quietly powerful placement. The moon represents one's emotional current, instinctive behaviors, and public sensitivity. In the 10th house, it suggests someone who doesn't just work to achieve, but to connect, to soothe, and to anchor others through what they offer. Robin's public image is defined not only by what he does, but by how people feel in his presence, calm, held, or seen. The Meghashira Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, adds a quality of curiosity, grace, and searching to his emotional nature. It's the constellation of the seeker, constantly questing for meaning, understanding, and refinement. In Taurus, a sign where the moon is exalted, this quest is grounded in sensuality, steadiness, and emotional control. Robin doesn't like public volatility. He seeks to create a professional space where emotional intelligence, patience, and beauty are not only allowed, they're essential. This combination awakens the diplomat archetype in a poised and emotionally resonant way. Robin is someone who leads not through assertion, but through attunement. In professional settings, he likely reads the room before speaking, senses unspoken tensions, and responds in a way that disarms rather than provokes. His emotional intelligence is his career tool, and his career may, in fact, involve roles where holding emotional space is required. Leadership, teaching, client-facing advisory roles, or anything that involves social finesse and graceful negotiation. Psychologically, the moon here makes him highly aware of how he is perceived. He likely derives a sense of security from being respected or needed in public spaces. This can make him exceptionally hardworking and emotionally invested in his career, but also sensitive to criticism or emotional undercurrents in the workplace. He's the kind of person who might smile while absorbing pressure, silently navigating everyone's needs until he quietly steps away to replenish in solitude. Yet, Meghashira's influence brings an artistic, even poetic tone to how Robin navigates success. He may be drawn to work that involves aesthetic refinement, storytelling, design, branding, or gentle reform. There's a longing for harmony here. He doesn't just want a successful life, he wants a beautiful one. And he's willing to put in the effort to shape it, step by step, with emotional maturity and intuitive grace. Challenges with this placement can include emotional over-identification with public image. Robin may, at times, mistake being liked for being valued. He may work tirelessly to be emotionally reliable at work, offering calm to others while suppressing his own emotional needs. If not checked, this could lead to burnout or emotional numbness. But in its integrated form, this placement is a gift of dignified influence. Robin becomes a beacon of emotional intelligence in professional life, steady, compassionate, and deeply human. Through the diplomat, he doesn't just build a career, he builds a public presence that soothes, guides, and inspires. His emotional insight becomes his leadership signature. And his legacy isn't just about what he achieved, but how gently he held space for others along the way. 11th house. Aspirations, influence, and collective magnetism. Mars and Venus in Ardra Nakshatra, Gemini Robin's 11th house, associated with long-term goals, social impact, and the kind of alliances that shape our destiny, hosts a striking duo, Mars and Venus, both placed in Ardra Nakshatra in the sign of Gemini. This is a field of bold mental energy, unconventional charm, and catalytic social influence. The 11th house is where one's ambitions touch the collective, and with these two planets here, Robin is designed not only to pursue visionary goals, but to challenge the system while doing it. Ardra, ruled by Rahu, is a nakshatra of storms, emotional, intellectual, and societal. It symbolizes disruption as a precursor to renewal. And when Mars, the planet of action, and Venus, the planet of attraction and artistry, converge here, it gives Robin an electric presence in group settings. He's not just liked, he's felt. His ideas provoke, his style disrupts, and his influence bends norms. There's a natural tension between wanting to connect, Venus, and needing to rebel, Mars. And that tension becomes the creative engine of his aspirations. This dual force activates the maverick and innovator archetypes simultaneously. Robin thrives in movements, not memberships. He's here to build networks, not hierarchies. He naturally questions collective assumptions and offers alternative visions, often ones laced with sharp insight and a subversive sense of humor. In friendships and communities, he's the one who stirs the pot, not for chaos, but to wake people up. He disrupts because he cares. He challenges because he sees what others don't. Psychologically, this placement suggests a restlessness with conventional success. Robin may have a love-hate relationship with institutions or group affiliations, wanting to belong, but only on his terms. He may form connections quickly, especially with thinkers, rebels, or creatives, but also cut ties just as fast if things get stagnant or superficial. His social magnetism is real, but it often hides a fierce need for intellectual stimulation and shared ideals. Boring company is unbearable. Mars here sharpens his ambition. He doesn't just dream, he acts. And Venus refines his approach. He charms, persuades, and draws people into his orbit with wit and vision. Yet both planets in Ardra can bring inner storms. Robin may experience cycles of creative intensity followed by emotional withdrawal. He may question his own motives or wonder whether his rebellious streak isolates him from the very change he wants to create. But in his integrated form, Robin becomes a force of cultural evolution. Through the maverick innovator blend, he assembles movements, redefines relevance, and inspires others to think differently. His vision isn't about fitting into the world, it's about reshaping it. And his social influence doesn't rest on conformity or status. It pulses from the unapologetic originality he brings to every room, every alliance, every idea. 12th house, solitude, subconscious patterns, and spiritual surrender. Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra, Cancer Robin's 12th house, the domain of the hidden self, isolation, dreams, subconscious memory, and spiritual transcendence, hosts the sun placed in Ashlesha Nakshatra in the sign of Cancer. This is a deep, coiled, and quietly powerful placement. The sun, representing identity, vitality, and purpose, does not shine as visibly here. Instead, it burns inward, illuminating the emotional undercurrents, ancestral residues, and spiritual impulses that are not easily expressed, but deeply felt. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, is symbolized by the serpent. It's hypnotic, mysterious, and fiercely protective. When the sun, the sovereign of identity, falls into this nakshatra in the most secluded house, we meet a personality shaped by emotional containment. Robin's power isn't projected outward, it coils inward, working through layers of subconscious instinct, emotional patterning, and karmic processing. His self-worth is not built through applause, but through understanding, and eventually mastering his own emotional complexity. This placement awakens the reformer archetype, but on an internal and often invisible level. Robin is constantly refining himself from within. He may feel a lifelong urge to uncover hidden truths, not just in the world, but in himself. The 12th house sun doesn't crave attention. It craves integration. And in Ashlesha, that means facing emotional patterns that may have been passed down generationally through family secrets, silent grief, or psychological entanglements he can't explain but deeply feels. Psychologically, this sun placement often creates a sense of being hidden or misunderstood. Robin may feel he carries a private world that few are allowed into, a world of vivid dreams, powerful emotional impressions, and a haunting awareness that much of who he is doesn't fit into the surface-level norms of society. He likely needs solitude not just to recharge, but to remember who he is beneath the roles and expectations. Yet there is also a leadership energy here, just not in the usual way. Robin leads from the shadows, from intuition, from emotional wisdom. He may be drawn to esoteric studies, healing arts, or spiritual mentorship. He can't be boxed into traditional career or social frameworks because his soul is wired to dissolve illusions. His authority doesn't come from hierarchy, it comes from truth-telling, often through symbolic, poetic, or therapeutic means. The challenge? Emotional entrapment. Ashlesha can bind itself to old pain, and the 12th house sun may struggle with feelings of isolation, invisibility, or ego loss. Robin might wrestle with questions like, do I matter? Or, will anyone ever really see me? But these questions are gateways, not prisons. They invite him to anchor his identity not in external validation, but in soulful clarity. In its highest expression, this placement becomes a portal. Robin becomes a spiritual mirror, someone whose quiet presence helps others unravel their own knots. Through the reformer, he offers healing not by fixing others, but by walking through his own darkness with honesty and grace. His light is not blinding, it is revealing. And in the solitude of the 12th house, that light becomes sacred.